You can't get too close to Gil Nitsch's ranch house just outside Shadron, Nebraska, without one of his dogs greeting you. But like many ranches in the mostly rural states of the American West, Nitsch has most of his cattle herd grazing on land far from his home, where there are no watchdogs.
So it's pretty difficult, really, to know what's going on at some of these parcels that you have cattle. Twice a year, you really have a good count, you know, when you calve and then when you sell.
And when ranchers do twice a year counts, the numbers don't always add up as they should. Some of the missing cattle have been hit by lightning or killed by predators. Others wandered across property lines and mingled with neighbors' herds, while a few just plumb disappeared, usually after heavy snowstorms. But others, quite a few others, are stolen, including nearly a dozen from Gil Nitsch's herd.
I had a message on my phone, and it was Sean Harvey from the Brand Commission. And he says, get a hold of me. And he asked me, have you ever had any cattle? Are you short any cattle? And I says, not to my knowledge. And then he says, would you believe we got 10 of your cows at Wahoo, Nebraska?
Wahoo is nearly 650 kilometers to the east of Nitsch's ranch, even farther than that from his cattle herd. On a tip, a state agriculture official had checked on 10 cows that had been purchased by a sale barn there. The investigator found a Y double bar brand on the cattle. The stylized Y with two lines under it shows the animals were from Nitsch's herd.
8902 to Shadron.
Nebraska Brand Commission investigator Sean Harvey says this situation isn't unusual.
Cattle rustling is fairly common. Obviously, with time, it's evolved into a much higher tech business than what it was back in the old West. You know, obviously back then they did it horseback and drove the cattle, and nowadays it's pretty easy for them to get them on get wheels underneath the cattle and get them out to where they can sell them somewhere where there is no inspection.
And that's where the system breaks down, brand inspections. Harvey explains that the system varies by county. The western two-thirds of Nebraska requires all cattle to be branded, while the eastern third doesn't.
There is no requirement in the no-brand area. The only thing that's ever required is that when you sell something in the no-brand area, you are to give a bill of sale. So basically, you can take a piece of paper, write out that I, John Doe, sold to Jane Doe 10 head of cattle. You date it, you sign it. That's all that's required.
Ooh, mercy, look at here. 60, give one. 60, model here, that 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 model
here. Cattle are bought and sold every Tuesday at the livestock auction market in Gordon, Nebraska. It's on the west side of the state, so the cattle have to be branded. Glenn Andrews has been ranching in the area for 35 years and says the requirement just makes sense.
I think the whole state should be under branding rule because it's a form of ID and it's your personal signature on your cattle. I think it would help immensely figure this out when something like cattle rustling happens.
Officials and ranchers from eastern Nebraska say they don't brand because they view the process as an inconvenience, even though their cattle operations are typically much smaller than those in the western part of the state. Investigator Sean Harvey says since neighboring Iowa and Kansas, as well as Oklahoma, Missouri, and most eastern states don't require branding, ranchers in eastern Nebraska feel that there's little point in branding their cattle. The good news for Gil Nitsch is that 8 of his 10 Russell cows were returned, and the man who stole them was caught. Cattle rustling was a hanging offense in the 19th century. 21st century rustlers simply face up to 20 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. For VOA News in Gordon, Nebraska, I'm Jim Kent.